sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, boys and girls, for what probably will be the very last time coming to you from this facility, this building, Torta Pizza, formerly known as Torta Pizza, here at 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Are you upset that this will be the last time your butt's going to be in that chair?
I'm upset that I'm still here right now. I'm done. I'm ready. I'm on to my next chapter.
Honestly, I've been saying that for how long have you been on the show?
Oh, 8 years.
That's how long I've been upset that you're still there. You're right. Whew. A lot of stuff to talk about.
You know what's been for 8 years that's still there that we saw Saturday night? Ray Flores. Since I joined the network, he's always been the voice of this program.
He definitely has. We'll talk about him. We'll talk about the circus that we were at.
That was a concert. It wasn't a circus.
You know what the best part of the whole night was?
Leaving?
I was going to say, beside leaving. And I still can't pronounce it. What's the name of the thing we were eating?
Oh, the charcuterie board.
Is that what charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Bang bang. So we walk up and we go to the media section, and there's a little refrigerator, and with some sodas. I didn't even see the stuff that was on top, which was the chips and stuff. But I saw that meat thing, so I took a meat thing. You took a meat thing. We hit a meat thing.
we feasted like kings. I felt like I was on Top Chef.
I was pretty full. I got to be honest. It was two different types of pepperoni.
Yeah.
Some chocolate something.
Those green olives.
First olive I've probably had in my life.
Sam went nuts on the olives.
Well, he's a big olive guy.
He's an olive guy.
Yeah. You're the only one that I know that can go to the wrong check-in spot. Not the media spot. You went to the friends and family spot, and you got a pass to go into the suite. You're the only guy I know that could do that.
Oh, sometimes it's good to be me.
How did you even...
Listen, here's the thing. You weren't there yet. I was already at the stadium, and I knew, so I know what I do know about you is you're impatient. And if you register online, like you check a baggage ahead of time on the airline, if I get there and I have to go through the security and the hand, the waiting of the process to get through.
You had to get tested.
And you've already done your thing.
Right.
You get so frustrated, I'm going ahead. I'll see you later. So I was like, you know what?
Not really true, but whatever.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to be proactive today. I'm not going to wait for you to get there to start the process. I'm going to get my COVID test done. I'm going to get my credential checked in. And I'm going to be on the inside of security waiting for you before we enter the arena. And that's what I did. I didn't know they were going to give me the suite level pass to make me friends and family with the Jake Paul family. I didn't know that I was going to hang out with Chuck Liddell and everyone else in the world.
Yeah, I was pissed that by the time I got up there, Chuck was now down on the floor. I didn't even know that was you. So we get off the elevator, we're kind of lost, and I see this schmo standing at the security check-in waving me towards him. I didn't know it was you.
Well, the mohawk is gone. So I look like a normal, boring, average person.
Yeah.
But the shoes stand out, and the security people, once again, they knew who I was because the shoes matched the shirt, matched the belt.
Matched the blood. And so we go inside. A lot that we're going to talk about. We will have the Frank Mir on again today, who got on your little contraption.
The G-Net.
So,
otherwise known as Street-Net. Maybe known as something else soon. Breaking news.
Okay. Stitch got on it.
Stitch, the cut man.
Yeah, we had a couple people on it.
Legendary.
So it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Frank Mir will be on.
Yes.
Anthony Smith will be on.
Yes.
And then the most famous voice in all of the world will be on the second hour.
Ray Flores?
He's the voice of Knockout Radio.
I'm not the of the world.
This is the most famous voice in all of the world.
Most powerful voice in the world?
Well, he's not powerful anymore. The voice is not powerful anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, at one time. And maybe again.
A few months ago. Maybe 2024.
But I'm not allowed to say who it is.
Of course not.
You know, because... all sorts of things would happen and go down, and you know, so we're not going to do that. So I don't know where we need to start. Last week I was in Vegas, had a great time with Jimmy and Vin, and they had their big smoke out last night, or I think they called it the Hootenanny.
Yeah, but it sold out first show.
But it was a big smoke out, right? Because it was 420. What's 420 got to do with dope?
420. It's the international tea time. I don't know.
Every golf course has its own tea time.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's the international time for...
to get high.
To get high.
But so you can't get high on Tuesday or Monday. You can only get high on Tuesday on 420?
Well, back when they used to consider it a drug, I think that's why they had a special day dedicated to it. But now it's just acceptable.
It's just another day.
I mean, at the Trailer concert, it was just one big arena full of smoke.
You know, and I'm so torn. You know, I want to say that it was cool. We almost died, did I tell you?
Who did?
Sam and I.
On the way home?
On the way there.
Really?
Yeah, literally, we almost died. And if I'm lying, let lightning strike Craig.
he's expendable. He's expendable.
True story.
Okay.
So we Google Maps to get to the arena.
Right.
It was a cluster, and you know what the next word is.
Oh, yeah. Traffic is crazy.
The direction sent us to the wrong side of the building.
Okay.
So now we see all these big trucks, big productions going left. So we're at a red light. That's where all the rappers were going in. We wished we would have known, we wouldn't have gone in. So there's two lanes coming towards us, obviously not in front of us.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's us in a turn lane, and then there's the other lanes that are going forward. When we see five, how do I want to word these guys? Jackasses, okay? On motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Doing about 120.
Whoa.
Okay? When the one putts goes up on one wheel.
Oh, a wheelie.
Okay? So he's doing a wheelie towards us. Now, we're in Sam's smallest of three cars.
Okay.
Okay? So there's no room in this Corvette to hide.
Were you in the Corvette?
We were in the Corvette.
Oh, I didn't get an invite.
How are you going to ride in a Corvette?
I'm right on top.
You would have had to lay down in the back that we could. They went to scan us when we went in, and we didn't know how to. I didn't know how to open the trunk.
Wow.
So we're like, it really looked bad. So the guy does like a little shimmy, doing 120, doing a wheelie towards us.
Wow.
Now neither one of us said anything, but later in the night we both said we thought we were dead.
Wow.
Because he's going to player in the player. Is that a word?
Player.
He was a player. So he almost took us out. Then we go in, we go the wrong way. They send us right back out. When somebody pulled in, and I don't know who it was, and three, it kind of looked like the TV shows were like armed guards.
Right.
You know, just start shooting. Well, they started shooting, but they all had cameras.
Okay.
So it was all these paparazzi that stopped to take photos of 40 West.
E-40.
Well, like
E-40.
Whatever.
Don't slander 40 Wada. That's 4 to 5 Zarelli to you.
I don't know any Wattas that were there.
Justin Bieber was there.
He
could have been him.
It could have
been Ice Cube's entourage. He was there.
I believe.
Snoop Dogg.
I believe Ice Cube was gone by the time we got there.
Too Short. All of them were there performing live.
I don't think you're socially allowed to say Too Short.
Oh, because of the...
It's unacceptable.
Wow. But it was a concert, and then there was like fights in the middle of the concert, which is like a normal concert. Except these were like,
you know, fights weren't in the stands. They were in the ring.
Right. Oh, wasn't Ron Artest fight? Oh, we should get Ron Artest to fight. You see him when he was a Pacer. He went up in the stands, started knocking out fans.
Did you like the concert of somebody you've never heard of? And then
I don't know. I mean, the concerts I loved. Concerts I thought was great. I thought it was really good. I thought the concerts were great. I thought the
concerts were awful.
The fights were horrible. The competition was terrible. The actual event of... Sorry, I got autographs. Like,
what are you doing?
I have fans.
We're in the middle of a radio show.
Yeah, but I got fans. There you are, sir. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
What a complete moron.
Fans. I can't deny my fan base.
All right, I'm going to let everybody know the truth. You just gave your checking account number to somebody
who
you owe money to.
I owe him six of garlic knots. Right. I owe him six garlic knots.
You didn't like the guy who faked that he got hit in the groin when the video showed it was in the back in the kidney?
Listen, I used to think LeBron James was the greatest flopper of all time.
This guy
dominated LeBron James like I've never seen before. He takes a punch to the mid-back, acted like it's a groin strike, flopped around on the mat for 5 minutes, so the referee had to call the fight.
I think Ed Herman was close.
No, nothing compared to this.
Well, this was nothing.
This is special.
He went and he smashed the ground like he was so mad, like he had a chance.
But what's worse, that fight or the first fight of the night on the pay-per-view? People actually paid their money to watch two guys fighting over a chick.
A girl.
Like, one guy had an 8-0 record. The other guy had never fought in anything.
Right.
And so they fought for a chick. And, you know, I don't know. It was such a sideshow. I mean, Pete Davidson just trashing, like, you know, talking about their physiques, making fun of them. Or De La Hoya was trashed.
Yeah.
Well, wrecked.
We're going to talk to Frank about it because Frank put a tweet out that said that he was embarrassed for Oscar De La Hoya, which means he could hear everything that was going on while he was in a fight.
It's crazy. It was such a crazy circus of a night.
It was a circus.
That I can't wait to go back to Miami on the 5th.
You know who the biggest winner of the night was?
Me.
Ben Askren. No, it wasn't Ben Askren that was the big winner. The big winner was Ben Askew. That was the big winner.
They announced his name wrong. Michael Buffer got his name wrong.
Askew.
Yeah, Ben Askew.
And Ben Askew looked at him like, what the heck's wrong with you?
Oliver Askew drives race cars for the Grand Prix.
And wasn't our governor Askew, Ruben Askew, back in the day?
But I saw Michael after the event, like, going to the little golf cart. But he
wanted to get the heck out.
He was high. He was, contact buzz was real. He forgot the words. He's like, let's get ready to...
I believe, and then I know we need to hit this break, but I believe that was Ben Askew or Askren, whichever, biggest payday.
He made more money from that, they said, than his whole UFC career.
I don't know about that.
That's what they claim. They say he got $500,000 guaranteed,
right?
Plus a percentage of the pay-per-view.
I've heard he has gotten points, or he will get points. I've heard he hasn't. I know that he made a lot of money.
For sure.
And so he's laughing at all of you.
Literally, on the canvas, after he got hit, he's laughing.
Well, and he's going to say the same thing when somebody said, hey, remember that flying knee? And his response was, no. I don't. Right. So he doesn't remember this either. So what?
So with your connections, can you get me on the next fight card? Because if those guys can fight for money, I'm definitely going for it.
I'm trying to think who the biggest putts in the world to knock you out would be.
Dave Portnoy. I'll take Barstool sport
first
guy.
First of all, you'd...
I'll crush him.
He would, A, kill you.
Not even... he wouldn't even touch me.
Then after he kills you, let me finish, he would bring you back to life to kill you again. That's what he would do.
I would beat that guy.
All right, let's go. Enough with you. Let's go hit a break, coming to you live from our last time from Torta Pizza. I'm getting rid of the building as well as the guy who owned the place. But I'll let him back after this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Of all the stupid things you've done,
yes.
How come you didn't say, "Yo, Romero, could you redo that liner?"
Yo, Romero.
Yeah. Yo.
He didn't understand what I was saying.
That was evident.
He's fighting again, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, I think it's the next in the Bellator circle.
He's fighting Rumble Johnson.
Rumble Johnson.
And Anthony looks good. He looks trim.
We'll get to Bellator in a second. Let's go back to the Circus Freak Show that we were at on Saturday.
Triller.
Probably the funniest thing of the night. Justin Bieber comes out.
He did.
And he sings something. There's not a single thing that he's saying that I've ever heard of. But the funniest part was, I think between song two and song three, and I quote, he goes, "How y'all doing out there?" There was nine of us in the building.
There was nine, yes.
Right.
Yes. And he wanted to know how we're doing, though. Y'all means all of y'all. Y'all. Like, not you, but like y'all.
Now, there were a little bit more than that. There was probably 100 people that were on the floor.
Probably.
You know, Chuck and all those guests. And it was funny how they were all sitting right in front of the ring. And as soon as Bieber starts, they all like get up and run.
It was a frenzy.
It was.
It's crazy.
It was. A lot of lights, a lot of fireworks. It was
unreal.
Interesting for 100 people. But let's be honest, and I know we have a studio audience here as well.
We do.
It was not done for who was in Mercedes-Benz. It was
obviously
a pay-per-view event.
That's why we couldn't really hear. Like, there was a delay between like the commentary and what we actually heard. Because of how
delay of what? What
was of that? Like the commentary, like oh, of the of
at
the.
At least you said it right.
Dale Hoya and you know Pete Davidson, all those guys. There was a delay from the monitors in the booth.
Was Snoop able to talk, or was he? How many joints did he have in his mouth at the same time?
Oh, all of them. but here's the thing about Snoop. He's been smoking for so long. He functions that way.
Right.
He wasn't like crazy.
Right.
It's the guys who don't smoke that came on like Dale Hoya, that just were trash.
And the two boxers.
Yeah, I mean, it was so crazy. The best part for me was walking upstairs, seeing Sugar Sean O'Malley, right, the UFC stud, just take over the DJ booth.
Yeah, he did.
For no reason.
Right, he did.
And just started just going
bouncing up
wild. And he threw the best party of all the parties. And we were there.
Yeah, well, the food and some of the sweets were pretty good, too. We only got kicked out of two of them.
You know what goes back to the Super Bowl? Like, remember when the Super Bowl was here last year?
No.
And you know, we had Media Row here, and it was like they were so proud of the food that they put on display. They're like, "Oh, we're really proud about the food we put on for the media." And like, we went down to Miami last year, we took notes, and we really wanted to put out a show. And they gave us that one cup with one shrimp in it.
One shrimp. Yeah.
Yes. Can you?
And you could only get one.
There was one.
It was only one
per
person.
Done.
One shrimp per person.
And it wasn't even jumbo. I mean, it was just a regular shrimp.
And the tight end of the Raiders, Wallen. And the three of us, you know, the two of us, we were, you know, fighting over more. Okay, can you get three more points for us?
We paid that last year. So this, the charcuterie board or however you call it, that thing, I would put it in the top of my media experiences as far as food offered at an event. I was fully satisfied. And
you're putting that at the top.
Who else had better food than that?
The media party every year at the Super Bowl. That food was good.
Which one? The taste of the NFL. That's different.
No, not the taste of the NFL. And I really hate when media talk about free food, but let's do it anyway.
Okay.
So we went to the media party out at where the ships were.
Oh, but that doesn't count. That wasn't that's not at the event, though. I mean, I'm talking like in the arena during the event when media's there to cover it. Because UFC doesn't provide anything like that.
Yeah, they do. The UFC feeds us.
Well, yeah, well, what do they give you? They don't give you that.
We've gone to, who's the Bang guy?
Wolfgang.
We've gone to Wolfgang almost every time they take us to Wolfgang. But the Bang, I can't think of his name. The guy from New Orleans, where he takes the Bang and he throws it in the big pot. I want to say Ulysses, but that ain't it. Somebody help me here.
I don't know.
Emerald.
Oh, Emerald. I've never been to Emeralds.
Well, you're not in the UFC.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm never taking you to Vegas because you would be too embarrassing.
What about the Salt Bay guy? Like, I want to be that guy.
But yeah, it was a freak show. It was a circus, and I couldn't take my eyes off the food. I mean, the fights.
It was so good. I can't wait till. And then I got to see my boy Evander, the real deal.
Thanks for getting his nickname right this time.
Why?
Because your post said something stupid.
I said that he told me, you know, but...
No, you used a nickname that's not his nickname.
The Holy One. Well, I call him the Holy One.
He's not the Holy One.
He's the Holy One.
He's the real deal.
Well, he's the real Holy One.
Probably the greatest thing I've ever seen on YouTube, on any social media, was the road rage. Have you seen that?
No.
So a car pulls out. There's a car coming down the street, and a car pulls out right in front of that car.
Okay.
And the car that got pulled out on pulls in front, goes corner, and gets out of the car. It's like this big country redneck.
Okay.
And he gets out screaming, "You better get out of that car. You better." And it's Holyfield. And Holyfield opens the door and gets out of the car. Imagine having road rage with Evander Holyfield or Mike Tyson or any of them.
That'd be an experience.
Mike Tyson was doing the comedy roast. And he said about the female comedian that was up there, he goes, "You're so bad, I'm thinking about biting my own ears off."
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
But Holyfield's coming back.
Yes.
Fighting Kevin McBride.
Another former, you know, boxer.
June 5th.
So I don't want to say it's not going to be a circus sideshow, but it is two former boxers. So I know that we have Anthony Smith coming up momentarily.
Yes.
We're going to hit a break before that. I want to address some things.
Okay.
I want to get back and address the main event. I want to address all the knuckleheads. I would say morons, but I'll probably see some of them in Jacksonville on Saturday.
Yes.
So I have to be politically correct for the time being.
Okay.
MMA versus boxing, Paul versus whoever. Uh-huh. We're going to discuss all of that after Anthony Smith after this break. So let's. I know it's early, but let's hit this break so we'll be ready for AS, his new nickname, AS.
The Lionheart.
The Lionheart. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live for the final time from Torta Pizza. We'll have a new location starting next week. We're going to get back to talking about that circus that we were at on Saturday. No, you're off. I don't want you even on this thing right now. Let's head up to where we will be come Friday.
Yeah.
As not only do fans return, but local media are going to return. I might have to start covering more events in Vegas now, too.
Absolutely.
But let's welcome back to the program. It has been a couple of years. Let's welcome back Anthony Smith. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, I believe... Awesome. I believe you fought in the first event once this whole thing took off, which was in Jacksonville. So it's only fitting that you return to Jacksonville now that fans are returning as well. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, man. Let's hope this time in Jacksonville goes a little bit better. But no, I'm excited, man. We kicked it off as the first sporting event back, and now I think we're going to make history by being the first one back with fans.
How difficult was it to fight? You know, your past couple fights with no fans, with the really no atmosphere to say.
Yeah, you know, some guys I think enjoy it because they're a little more tuned in, they can hear the coaches better. But for me, I feed off the energy from the crowd, and it, I don't know, like they kind of pump that energy into me. I don't have a lot of nervous energy before the fight. I don't have a lot of fear that I can turn into just regular energy. So I'm so excited for my music to hit the speakers and the fans to go crazy and the reactions after a hard punch has landed. It's like no atmosphere I've ever been in before.
As I've said to all the athletes that we've had on during this whole pandemic, I like watching with no fans where I can hear things. I can hear you talking to the coaches, the other coaches, all that kind of stuff. But I certainly do miss covering it. So this will be the first UFC I'm going to cover since John Jones in, what was it, Houston. So I'm looking forward to it. But I did kind of like it as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, listening to or watching the fights on TV, at home, I thought was a much better experience. I think I enjoyed it a little bit better because you really feel like you're in the octagon. You can hear all the sounds and their feet moving across the canvas and their coaches coaching, and then being there live. Obviously, if you can be lucky enough to be one of the select few people that are in the apex while the fights are going on, it's like they're giving you a personal private show. But and to be honest, I was actually covering that Houston event too. It was John Jones versus Dominic Reyes. I was working for ESPN.
You just mentioned about watching it. Can you watch a fight you know, as entertainment, or when you're watching, is it always trying to pick up something, trying to something that can help you, you know, down the road, whether it's your fight or, you know, somebody that you may be fighting down the road?
You know, it definitely depends on who's fighting. If it's not my division, I can absolutely watch it and enjoy it. And I'm really trying to tune into what those individual guys are doing and what's not working, what is working, and kind of what adjustments they make. And a lot of that is because I do have my, you know, I have my radio show. I work the desk, so I, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have to end up talking about it at some point in time afterwards. So I'm really, really tuned into each individual fight.
I'm going to take a quick left-hand turn because I want to know if you can give Matt my co-host. So there's a invisible co-host that is between me and Matt. What advice can you give him to try to be prepared for a radio show?
Everything when it comes to radio is just about research. You know, only time I've ever been nervous is when I wasn't quite prepared enough for whatever subject we were going to be talking about. And usually that'll only happen one time because I've never been more afraid in my whole life than having to talk about something in front of thousands and thousands of people when I wasn't necessarily prepared to.
Can you learn from that, Matt?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'll take some lessons. I'll take some notes.
All right. Good for you. It's the start of fight week. We always get to talk to the athletes, obviously, Wednesday, which you would have just gotten in, I would assume, yesterday. How do you get through it? Do you try to not think about, you know, the task at hand, the fight on Saturday? Or is it kind of like Rocky Balboa and you put the, you know, the picture on the mirror and you look at it to focus on it? You know, which is the way you get through it?
You know, I think the way that I do fight week is probably very different from the way a lot of people do. I just hang out. My three coaches are not only coaches, but they're three of my closest friends. I'm also on the card with Chris Weidman, and I'm really close with him. So, you know, I just do a lot of hanging out, man. The fight week is the best week for me. I just spent 10 weeks, you know, in the trenches grinding, trying to get ready for this fight, and it's really stressful and tiring. So I spent a lot of time watching bad TV and Netflix and laying in bed and just really relaxing. I think fight week is probably the most relaxing part of the entire process leading up to a fight.
I remember back in the day, Eve Edwards would always say that fight week and then, of course, you know, Saturday for the fight is the reward for what you've put yourself through for the past 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks.
Yeah, that he's 100% right. And that's how I approach it. You know, I already did all the hard work that I'm not a big believer, I suppose, in destiny, but at this point, I can't get any better right now. So there's no reason to lay here and stress about it and overthink it. And I think that mentality just comes with my experience. So I've been there so many times. There's no real fear of the unknown. So I don't have a lot of nervousness. I have a lot of excitement leading into this one. I think I'm more excited for this fight than I have been in a long time. So I'm trying to control the excitement a little bit because it's still early in the week.
How come you're so excited for this one? Because of the return of the fans, or?
I think it's a culmination of a couple things. I'm in just a really good place personally. You know, I had a really tough year last year, and I think it just took a toll on me just mentally and emotionally. And so I spent a lot of time just really working on myself and talking to people and that, like, you know, spending time with my therapist and really just kind of organizing my thoughts. And then, you know, with that, my life just seems to get better. You know, I'm just happier. I'm really enjoying life. I'm not as stressed out as I was. And then, you know, you add the fans into it, and the world seems to be, you know, obviously not, you know, normal, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess, seemingly, and things are starting to feel a little bit more normal. So I think that it's a little bit of everything.
Plus, you can't, the excitement that comes from a stacked fight card. I mean, this is this is a major card coming up on Saturday, and you're part of the main event. That's got to be added excitement, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the names that are on that main card, and even on the undercard, there's some incredible fights there. The buzz that's just been around this card has been sensational. There's not very many of these that come along. There's not very many times. There's three title fights, you know, and Kamaru Usman is probably the best welterweight we've ever seen. Definitely the most dominant. He's never lost in the octagon before. Weili Zhang from China. If your listeners haven't watched her fight, everybody's in for a treat there. She's one of the most exciting fighters I've ever seen. And then Valentina Shevchenko. Other than Amanda Nunes, she's the greatest female fighter that's ever lived. I think there's going to be some historical things happening this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Obviously, we'll be driving up on Friday. Let's talk a little bit about the task at hand. You're getting back in the octagon. What do you know about your opponent? Is it important to know anything about your opponent, or is it just you're bringing what you're bringing, and he's going to have to deal with it?
You know, I've never actually watched Jimmy Crute fight, and that's by no means arrogance by me that I don't typically watch a lot of film on my fights or on my opponents. My coaches do that. That's their job. They relay any information that I need. If there's some piece of something that I need to take a look at, they'll pull up just that part of the video and show it to me. But, you know, I don't really typically watch a lot of their fights. Just I don't need to be in my own head and looking for something that may never show up. So sure. He's young. He's big and strong and fast and powerful. And he's not nearly as experienced as me, but I think what he lacks in experience, he makes up for in just confidence and self-belief. He's a tough kid, man. He's coming over here from Australia. He's ranked number 11 in the world for a reason. He's put a couple guys out. He's got some good finishes in the UFC. I think he was 2020's prospect to watch under 20 or under 25. So he absolutely has a lot of hype behind him.
You know, I like the response and how you said it, because a lot of times people talk about, you know, game plans, and it's kind of like when I've done some interviews and they're like, well, can you send me your 20 questions? And my response is, how can I send you the number 2 question? And I don't know how you're going to answer number 1. How can you have a game plan when you don't know what's going to happen 30 seconds into a fight?
Yeah, 100%. And when I was younger, we tried the game plan thing a lot, but it never works for me. I know some guys have to have that structure, but I'm an instinctual fighter. My instincts are almost always right. So if we put together some game plan, it essentially takes away my best weapon, and that's just my decision making skills on the fly. So if I'm so focused on what he's doing and I'm trying to watch for this and I'm looking for him to do that, then I'm not really focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. So we obviously are very aware of where he's good. He's a big low kicker. He likes to wrestle. He's got big power in his right hand. He stands up tall. I've never watched him fight, but I can tell you what he does, and that's really all I need. I need to know where to pick my spots, and I know the things that I need to be careful for. I don't need to watch him fight 10,000 times to know those things. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, for sure. I want to ask you about your radio show, but first, can I ask you what you thought of the circus that was Saturday night in Atlanta?
Oh my gosh! I think a circus is the best way to explain it. Jake Paul's obviously doing a great job at generating interest. His marketing is probably unmatched right now to anybody else. He's making lots of money. He's generating interest and cash and buys. But I'm not a big fan of like personally how he approaches the game. I'm not big into the I'm not soft. I don't mind some trash talk, but I don't think he's done enough in combat sports to talk about people the way he does, and that part really bothers me. I'm not a big fan of concerts mid fight. I'm here to watch fights. I don't really care about watching Justin Bieber. So I was really disappointed in the commentary. I think that I don't know who's close to Oscar De La Hoya, but I think someone needs to get a hold of him and take whatever microphone is within a 5-block radius of him and get rid of it. And I think that guy's got some deeper problems than he would like to admit. So there's definitely some positives when it comes to interest and money generated and giving lots of guys opportunities, but I think that there was a lot of negatives there as well.
The difference between if you did watch and when if you did watch on Saturday and what Matt and I had to do is you were able to change the channel. We were up there at it. And, the concerts were bad. Obviously the marijuana smoking that was all over the TV screens and everything was bad. And there was 4 fights. One fight, you know, the one fighter had never fought before and was fighting over his girlfriend, and the other one faked an injury so that he could be carried out. So it was an interesting night of fights as well as the concert.
Yeah, I was happy to see Frank Mir out there, and Frank Mir actually looked, he looked decent. He didn't look like he didn't belong in there. You know, he lost every round, but was happy to see a guy like that. I kind of watched coming up myself, going there and was and competed at a fairly high level. So, yeah, the other ones and even in the you know, Jake Paul and Ben Askren, like I thought maybe Ben Askren would go in there and just try to rough him up a little bit and just compete with him and maybe not necessarily box with him. I knew in the first 5 seconds that this was going to go bad because Ben was trying to be a boxer. And, you know, I'm not against Jake Paul fighting. I think everyone should have the opportunity to do that if they want. It's the same reason that I never faulted CM Punk and never gave him a bunch of crap for it, because if he wants to fight, I think that he should have the opportunity to do that with a guy with the star power and name of someone like CM Punk or Jake Paul. I mean, where are you supposed to put these guys, you know, like on the regional scene somewhere in an auditorium? You know, it's just, they have to do it at this level. But I think it's time Jake Paul fights someone who can actually fight.
I agree with you, Anthony, but the difference, and I'm sure you're going to agree with this, he's picking, you know, hand-picking who he's going to fight because he knows he's going to win those fights, so he can keep putting money in the bank, you know, giving some money. I mean, Ben Askren is saying that this is the biggest payday he's ever received, which is sad to, you know, to an extent as well. I mean, he's being smart. Snoop's doing it right, building him up, and they're all running to the bank laughing.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I say he's never going to fight anybody that's going to beat him. I think the one thing that bothers me is he's not fighting anybody his size. I mean,
right.
I think people forget, like, Jake Paul's my size. So why is he fighting Ben Askren or talking about fighting Conor McGregor? Like, that guy's over 200 pounds and he's 6'2". So, I mean, he's a little bit smaller than me. If he was fighting someone his own size and someone that would at least be competitive with him, I'd probably not give him as much flack as I do, but he's just being a bully. You know, I mean, could you imagine what people would do to me if I was going around calling out 55ers? I would just get roasted, and I just don't see anyone say anything about that part. They only talk about the level of the opponent. They're not talking about he's fighting guys that are significantly smaller than him.
I think they're talking about Tyson Fury's little brother, Tommy, that a pro boxer, and that'd be his next fight. So if that happens, I mean, give him some more street cred if he can beat Tommy Fury.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's move on from the circus.
If anyone that could throw a punch with any kind of technique, I would be okay with. You see all these UFC guys calling him out, and, like, I just want to tell them, like, if someone asked me, would you fight Jake Paul? Like, 100% I would fight Jake Paul. But I know that that's never going to happen, so I'm not going to be one of these thirsty fighters trying to chase him on social media. He's not going to fight you. If you can fight, he's not going to fight you.
Exactly. We know that. Do you know, you know, over the past I guess it's just over a year with the pandemic, you know, you guys have been at, you know, come an hour or so before the fight. It's not like what it was a year and a half ago. What will it be Saturday? Will you be able to stay and watch the fights after, or are they going to usher you out like they've been doing the last year?
Yeah, you know, in the last, I don't know, I think the last time I was able to go in and watch the fights afterwards was when I fought Rashad Evans. And that was in 2018, so they kind of stopped letting us go out and watch the fights like we used to anyways. We'd have to watch them from the back in the green room. So I don't know if they'll let us do that either. They've kind of just been getting us out of there. I'm the first fight on the pay-per-view. I fight at 9. And I think they picked me up at 7:30. So I'll go in and fight, and I'm sure that they'll rush me back to the hotel.
Well, it could be good. It could be bad. What can the fans, what can everyone that will be watching on pay-per-view, what can they all expect to see when you get back in there and do your thing?
Well, they're absolutely going to see a better version of myself. I've really grown a lot, I think, in the last two fights. And I didn't get a chance to show a lot of it in my last fight. I was able to just to check down to kind of my old stuff, and that was good enough. But I'm excited to kind of show a new me and take out one of these up and comers. I think that everyone can kind of appreciate the young bull trying to take out the old dog, and I don't think that's happening this time.
Looking forward to it. But before we let you go, talk about your radio show. What is it about? You know, who's on it? How can people tune in? You know, let's find out a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's on SiriusXM. I'm on Tuesdays from noon to 2 Eastern. I do it with RJ Clifford. We just talk about everything MMA. It's a really, really fun show. It's not super structured. We obviously have our topics we want to hit, but, you know, sometimes we get off on tangents and talk about anything, you know, current events, fights, fallouts of cards, potential opponents. It's a lot of fun. We take callers, so I'm big on taking callers. So my co-host not so much, but I love to kind of just hear what the fans are talking about and I guess kind of getting a pulse on where the sport is from an outside perspective.
Great stuff. Anthony, thank you very much for your time. I know we already have your address, so we're going to send you more 8-Man Strong. I got to be honest with you. I was really pumped. It was a couple years ago. You were on the show. I know we sent you some 8-Man Strong, and then we were at a media event in Vegas, and you had the 8-Man stuff, and that was like, that's cool. 8-Man's starting to move up in the world, so we appreciate that. We're going to send you some more of that gear as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra headphones.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. And honestly, it was through you that I got the connection with 8-Man. Those guys have been super supportive of me ever since then. I love their stuff. I wear it almost daily. So I appreciate you guys. I really do.
And we appreciate you wearing it. And you're right, Adam. And, you know, the whole crew, his brother, they're good stuff, good people up there. Anthony, thank you very much for the time. I will see you Saturday when you get back into the Octagon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Take care. That is Anthony Smith back in the Octagon. I can't wait for him to return as much as I can't wait for us to return.
Yeah.
Back up there. I'm looking forward to it.
I thought you were going to say after this break. Yeah, I was waiting for the break.
It would have been a perfect time to do it, honestly. But I looked at the time, and by the time we go to break and come back, it would be time to go to break to finish, you know, out the first hour.
But, I like the new Anthony. I like the composure, the mental focus. You know, like, because a lot of times the fighting, the style of fighting is changing. You know, it's not the same, you know, rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. Like, you know, most of it's mental, just like any sport, basketball. I mean, how many timeouts, you know, like in, you know, the Glenn Davis or what was that, the big dog?
Michigan.
Yeah. So,
the
you know.
Timeout.
Yeah, timeout.
He didn't have one.
Exactly. I mean, so like so much of like competitive sports is in between the ears, right? The 6 inches between the ears. So it's nice to see him focus. And I want to see what he does. I want to see what the new Lionheart looks like.
I'm going to do something that I don't do a whole lot of.
And that is?
I'll tune into his radio show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, and I've always said I don't listen, I don't tune in, you know, for a reason.
For sure.
I do have my reasons for it, but I'm intrigued, you know, and he's a good guy. We've met before, and literally it was cool when I went in there. It was a media day on a Wednesday, and I don't remember if he was wearing the shirt or, you know, if his team, you know, something, but, you know, he had it there.
Right.
And it was just very cool, and that was the start of 8-Man Strong, kind of, you know, not leaving weightlifting, but moving and adding additions to the weightlifting background that they have.
Sure.
And Anthony was early on that, along with Ryan Bader, and good stuff.
It's awesome. Yeah. So this fight card is stacked on Saturday, by the way.
No, it definitely is.
I mean, it's going to be an unreal event.
I'm excited for the fans. You know, I know how excited they are. Sold out in 5 minutes. Houston sold out in five, or Dallas, where Texas. I know it's in Texas somewhere. That one sold out in 5 minutes. I know they announced July, where fans will be back in Vegas. So that'll sell out before tickets go on sale. Because that's the Conor fight.
Of course. No question.
Did we talk about the whole Conor thing?
No.
The
charity.
And, you know, I was going to do something that I never thought I would do. I was going to kind of back Conor McGregor.
Okay.
You know, only in the fact, and again, we don't know what's true and what's not true.
Sure.
So we don't know, did Conor ask for documentation? We don't know that.
Sure.
We don't know, did Dustin Poirier have his people send it? We don't know.
Right.
All we can go by is what they both have said.
Right.
And if Conor did ask for proof, and proof wasn't sent, how can you be mad at somebody that didn't follow through?
Yeah, I mean, like, I watch a lot of American Greed. I mean, there's always, like, stories online about charities and investment funds.
We were just talking about it before the show, of people that are on the side of the road begging, then they get in their Mercedes right. And drive, you know, to their mansion,
sure.
You know, in Buckhead.
And nonprofits are tough because, you know, it's for a good cause and there's good intent, and that's what gets people to be charitable and give with the cash donations, but then money changes, and then you don't know who's in control of that money and who's in charge of the decision-making for the funds. So if Conor asked for documentation and it wasn't provided, it might not have been Dustin's call. He might not even have known about it. It might not even have been McGregor's call. It could have been their two camps of their connect guys, PR guys, managers, making calls and emails, and the ball got dropped somewhere. But I have no problem with them knowing and ensuring that their $500,000 is going to the actual cause that they allotted it for.
And again, we're not saying, I'm not saying anything about, what is it, the good fight? You know, we don't know anything about it.
Right.
You know, and if Connor or anybody else didn't know anything about it, so we're not downplaying the charity and we're not, you know, upplaying Connor, because that's the last person that I would ever do that to. But I understand it. I've been involved with charities.
But if he doesn't give the $500 from McGregor, maybe he can get it from Askren, because he got $500 for fighting Saturday night.
No, he didn't.
He didn't make $500,000?
He did not.
Ben Askren didn't make $500?
No, he didn't. Ben Askren didn't fight Saturday night.
What are you talking about?
Ben Askew fought.
Oh, Ben Askew.
So Ben Askew has $500,000.
Is Michael Buffer, like, doing okay?
Somebody tweeted, at least MMA's Buffer can get names right.
Man.
I almost felt like, and I've met Michael Buffer, and he's a super cool dude, and we talked to him at the Super Bowl, and he's been on the show where he legally gave me permission to say, or to run his liner of, let's get ready to rumble. But I never thought that... That he would make that mistake.
That's a big mistake. In the title fight, in the main event, I mean, that's a big mistake. You have one job. You have two fighters. You have to
get... He only does the main event.
That's it. You have to get the two. You got a 50-50 chance of making it 100%. Right?
Well, I think what Michael did, Michael said, hey, Bruce, you want this gig? I can get this gig for you.
Bruce's like, heck no.
He's like, you know how much I make over here?
Like, I'm not going to be a part of that circus.
Yeah, he would.
Bruce would?
Yeah, if he could.
Bruce loves it. Yeah.
Of course he loves it. He'd be in the back. He'd be on the stage with Bieber. He'd be with...
He'd be with me up in the suites.
Probably would have. But he'd own the suites.
Well, I kind of owned it. Chuck and I owned it. Actually, you know what?
Let me tell a quick story. We're almost out of time. Let me tell it so we can move on. So... You go up to the suites.
I did.
And you hang out. You're with Chuck. I'm texting Chuck, hey, let's meet up.
I was there when he was texting you.
I was like,
he's right below us if you want to go down.
Well, I would never expect him to come down. But the story that I want to tell is, so you're up on the suites. You come back down, then we both go up.
Mm-hmm.
You're fist-pumping security guards.
Yes.
You looked at that one security guard, and he opened the gate like it was the parting of the Red Sea.
Correct. I had my red shoes on.
It was crazy. We get off the elevator. You have no credential. They wave at you.
Well, I am a credential. I mean, here's the thing. You have to pretend like you own the place.
Oh, my God.
It's all about confidence. There's an inner swag.
You walked like Tom Brady walked to the boat parade.
Yes.
You just flowed.
Yes.
And nobody even had the opportunity to say, hey, where are you going?
Yeah, I don't give him that chance.
I understand.
I'm pretty passive at that point.
Hey, Sugar Sean, I know you're talking to people, but come here. I got to ask him to talk to you. That's kind of what you did.
I did do that. I absolutely did that.
And he did stop.
I'm like, Sean, I was like, you remember Randy? Like, what's going on, man?
It was just the funniest thing.
But you have to feel like you belong. And I do feel like I belong. I felt good that Chuck Liddell got to meet me.
Do you feel like you belong in the show yet after 8 years? Because you should.
I got to do some research. Maybe I'll apply for Anthony Smith's new radio show.
Internship.
Yeah, I'll intern with Anthony. Let's set that up. So we'll get him on the GNAT on Saturday. Before or after the fight? I'll do it Sunday.
I think you should do it in between rounds.
That's not a bad idea. To go sympathetic before you go into the fight would be a huge advantage.
I watched Stone Cold. I don't know if I talked about it on air or off the air. But I watched the biography of Stone Cold, which is now an 8-part series on, I think it's A&E. Phenomenal. Andre the Giant was last week. This was Sunday a couple days ago. Macho Man's coming up, I think. Cactus Jack. What, if they were smart, they would have done a 2-hour on Cactus Jack, a 2-hour on Dude Love, and a 2-hour on Mick Foley. Because then they could have really cleaned up.
Sure.
But there was some footage of when Stone Cold brought in the Zamboni. And, brought it right up to the ring. And so I think that's maybe what you should do on Saturday. Just act like you own it. Just take the GNAT on the back of that Jeep and just drive it into the arena.
I could probably mount it on the cage.
In between rounds, the coaches are doing their thing.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Put it on the back of the Zamboni.
Oh, that's... It's cold as ice.
I didn't say we. Did I just say we?
We. Use that we.
I didn't mean to say we.
We're French now. Welcome.
Friday.
Je m'appelle Matteo.
Friday, I'm going to an event where Lord Stanley's Cup is. Stanley will be there. the ALCS trophy. And yeah, I forgot because I really don't consider the Rowdies in that group because they didn't win. Well, the race didn't win anything.
Well, the
either.
Championship was canceled because of COVID. They didn't get a chance to even win or play it, but they earned the right to go to the championship game.
So do they move ahead of the Rays? Because the Rays lost to the championship.
Right, they lost. They got the big L.
Right, they got the big L.
But
Dave Cash is continuing
But the Rowdies was Kevin Cash. Asterisk. Just like the
asterisk? Askren is here?
Askew is here. It's got a big askew next to it.
A big askew next to it.
Ask Michael Buffer about it.
So all four of those trophies will be out there. So I'll go up to Brian and the people I know from the Lightning, and I'll see if we can stick it on the back of the Zamboni.
Let's do it.
We're all out of time, just like that song is all about itself. So 1 hour down dealing with you, 1 hour still left.
Already?
Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live, top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong. And staff song.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.